Do you ever feel as though God has deserted you, or that He sits in silence in the face of your requests? As you read through the pages of Matthew, not only will you see Jesus Christ revealed as Israel's King and Messiah, but His coming to earth as God in the flesh will remind you of His deep love for you. Now resurrected and ascended, the Lord Jesus Christ will always be with you, even to the end of time. But it's so easy to feel isolated at night, isn't it? Well, you've arrived at the proper place and are not alone tonight. If you're feeling worried, overwhelmed, or stressed about tomorrow, I know how tough it may be to calm your thoughts, focus on the present peace of God, and drift off to sleep. It can be challenging to unwind and settle in this chaotic and distracting world. We will let prayer, scripture, and soothing sounds lull you into sleep. My name is Drew, and welcome to Encounter. As you begin your journey to sleep, allow your eyes now to close without effort, and listen as I pray over you from the book of Matthew. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus, and for the teachings of the book of Matthew. We are grateful for the wisdom and guidance Your Word provides us. Help us live in a way that reflects and honors Your love. Give us strength and courage to remain faithful and obedient to Your will. Help us to trust in You and to follow Your plans for our lives, no matter what obstacles we face. Give us the wisdom to discern between good and evil, and the faith to trust in Your plan for us. Guide us to make decisions that will bring glory to Your name. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So stay here being covered by the presence of God through the words of Matthew. And enjoy this soothing sound for the next 8 hours to help you fall asleep and keep you in a deep sleep longer. But for now, I will mind the time. Heavenly Father, we thank You now for the gift of sleep, Lord. We lay down in Your arms, trusting You to watch over us and provide us with rest. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Good night. Matthew 1:21. She will bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Matthew 2:10-11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They fell down and worshipped Him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered Him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 3:8. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Matthew 4:4. But He answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 5:4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp, but put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:48. You, therefore, must be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Matthew 6:3. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Matthew 6:7-8. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Matthew 7:12. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Matthew 7:17-20. So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 8:10. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith." Matthew 10:16. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Matthew 11:15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 12:18. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Matthew 18:3-5. And he said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me." Matthew 18:6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be thrown into the depth of the sea. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 22:37-39. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 23:11. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.